This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Fernando Frescas. Governor Jared Polis says he's still analyzing whether to call state lawmakers back to the Capitol for a special legislative session in response to passage of President Trump's federal budget bill. CPR's Benta Berkland has more.
The new law is estimated to cost the state about $1 billion from tax changes and cuts to Medicaid and food stamps. Polis says he's trying to figure out if there's anything that will need to be implemented before lawmakers return to the state house in January.
Now, many of the changes are tail-ended, some not even in the next year, some are 2-3 years out, but there will probably be some constellation of things, and that's what we're trying to analyze. We're saying, is there anything that the state would benefit from doing earlier rather than later? And that's really the main analysis work that's being done. Obviously, this bill just passed.
Colorado was already facing a roughly $700 million shortfall next fiscal year. I'm Benta Berkland, CPR News.
Meanwhile, Colorado Congresswoman Brittany Pederson is defending a profane social media post. The Democrat used a curse word when expressing frustration over how the Secretary of Homeland Security handled the disaster response to flooding in Texas.
There are consequences. There are immediate consequences that we're seeing in Texas. And I can't even fathom when we reflect back in the time that Trump has been in office and the people that he's appointed who have no business being in these positions about the loss of life, the consequences to this country, and it makes us less safe.
Her post was prompted by a news report that said federal disaster response teams were delayed in assisting with the flood. This is CPR News. It's 7:06.